Hi, my name is Tommy.
I'm
Marcia. I'm Mallory.
Today we're going to be talking about enemies. My first question is, why do you think that Lee Strunk and Dave Jensen got into a fist fight?
I think because they were out there for so long that everything was probably crazy.
And you can just tell that they were trying to get all their anger out, because even Dave Jensen broke his nose just trying to get all of the anger out. Okay, my second question is, why do you think Lee Strunk was going crazy? I think he was just done with everything, especially after the fist fight when his nose was broken, and I think he was just fed up with everybody just getting aggressive.
I agree that they needed a way just to let it out, so after their fist fight, it was just on to them.
After a while, some people kind of get lost also during combat, or staying away from their families after a while, and some people just handle it differently.
Okay, the next chapter is Friends, and in this chapter, Dave Jensen and Lee Strunk become close buddies, but it did not happen right away. What do you think helped them become closer?
I think constantly being together and having to help each other out or covering each other's shifts just kind of caused them to have to depend on each other and trust each other.
Yeah, and I feel like when you're out there, you can't really be mad at your own member, because you guys all have to work together because you're all fighting for the same goal.
Yeah, they had to learn to trust each other in dangerous situations that they were put in. Okay, next question is, the path that they both made to each other was to end it all if one was to get seriously injured. Do you agree with their pact, or why do you think Strunk decided to break the pact when he lost his own leg?
I think the pact was kind of deep down, just a joke or a way to be I really hope we don't get one from blown up. But when it actually happened, he was kind of shocked and scared, even though he did end up dying a few hours later.
I agree with that. Alright, the next chapter is Sweetheart of the Trabong. My first question is, what do you think about Rat's reputation, and how do you think the men feel about him as well?
I think Rat is kind of more of a jokester, especially when it comes to war, because he's constantly not really taking it seriously. He doesn't really know when to shut up and stop joking around. And I think the men don't really know how to trust him based off of that, because
yeah, he likes to twist around the stories, and he uses a lot of exaggeration, so I feel like the men only believe about 50% of the stuff he says.
Yeah, and how he needs to learn that they need to be able to trust him, because they're all out there fighting.
And my second question is, why was everyone shocked and impressed about Mary Ann?
Because she could hang out with the guys, and it wasn't normal, so they weren't expecting what she could do.
Because the men are kind of more used to just being surrounded by men, and if there are women in the war with them, they're kind of more standoffish and on their own, doing their own thing. But the fact that they're used to go and do the same hobbies that they do and just go do activities with them shows that she can hang with them.
Yeah, and one example of that is when she would go out shooting with the men, she could hang with all of them, and she had good aim, and that was just a shocker for all of them, especially because when they had women, they oftentimes looked down upon them.
Because mine is just So in the chapter, how to tell a real war story, Bob lost a close friend he knew as a real soldier. What do you think he meant by a real soldier?
I think he meant that the soldiers would be like, care what kind of consequences there were, like, he would do something for his fellow soldiers, like, he would do it, like, for himself, like, in harm's way.
I agree with that, like, he just was trying to be strong for them.
Yeah, how it was a dangerous situation to do whatever nobody else wanted to do. Why do you think Lemon's sister did not write back to Rat after he expressed how much of a good soldier he was?
I feel like his sister didn't really understand the kind of bond that soldiers create throughout war. And she just thought, oh, I just don't really want to deal with this right now. She was obviously already grieving her brother, but the fact that she was going to brush it off, like, really impacted Rat that way.
Because she might not understand, like, what they were going through, how they needed each other, and so it's not only her loss, but it's their loss too.
So, first question for the dentist. Do you think Lemon died more due to the fact he was a bit too careless and reckless, or that he believed he was almost unstoppable and a bit too arrogant?
I think it might be if he's gonna think he's able to do anything, then that will cause him to be reckless, and he might not realize he is being reckless.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like you're more likely to get injured if you think that you can't get injured because it's like not likely or you're like not worried about it.
And I mean, if you're being reckless, you really have no limits, and that's how you end up getting injured.
Do you find it ironic that some men like Kurt Lemon have no war going into combat but are absolutely terrified of something as well as the dentist? Why do you think that way?
Because the situation that they were in, they start to get used to, and then realizing that, like, maybe part of the whole life was supposed to go to the dentist, but like,
they're so like immune, and like I feel like they came in like knowing that they were like going to war, and like they were mentally prepared that there was going to be like shooting and people dying and stuff like that, so like they're so, what she said, like immune to it, that like something as little as the dentist could like throw them off.
Do you think it was necessary for soldiers to bring things with them that remind them of home, even if it's as strange as Dobbins tying his girlfriend's pantyhose around his neck?
I think so, yes, because you can almost tell throughout, like, how far we've read so far, that, like, the men get sort of, not lonely, but they get, like, a sense of, like, what am I doing here? Like, they're sort of going crazy, so I feel like that little something, like, reminding them of home, or, like, reminding them of their girlfriend or family, like, keeps them motivated and, like, wanting to move forward and work harder for them.
Likewise, I agree that it is needed, because even though it might be something little as that, it still affects them each personally, how whatever would remind them of home that makes them
I agree. And the last question is, why do you think when Dobbin's girlfriend broke up with him, the rest of the soldiers got affected?
Because they're all so close that it just like spreads. So if one's not feeling, then the other is going to be affected by it.
And maybe they like look up to him as like being like a leader. So seeing him like sad about that type of stuff like can affect them.